This is the Appalachian Father Podcast. I'm Jimmy Love. Thanks for stopping in. I appreciate it. Today's episode, send a handwritten note. For this first episode, before we get into character building and taking responsibility for ourselves and becoming the best version of ourselves, I'd simply like to suggest something to you. Something easy, but meaningful. Something that can impact folks more deeply than you think. Next time you want to send a message to someone, if it can wait, send them a handwritten note. Friends, these days, personal, meaningful communication is pretty hard to come by. What with texts and tweets and automatic replies, simple, thoughtful, and sincere communication is about as scarce as hen's teeth. We text rather than call. We email rather than discuss in person. Or worse, we don't communicate at all. When we're scrolling through social media, it's easy to tap that canned response or hit that emoji. Nothing wrong with that. I suppose it does show we're interested or supportive. But if all we do is these quick electronic forms of communication, I think we might be missing something. Something that can strike a nerve, in a good way. Something that appeals to the soul. A handwritten note is something tangible, something real. Folks will save a handwritten note. It shows that you value the relationship and the opportunity enough to do something a little extra. It's personal. There's something about knowing that someone sat down with a pen and paper and scratched out something just for you. In my experience, the time it takes to write something down allows for more consideration, more thoughtfulness. I'm not sure what it says about me, but I tend to be, in a good way, more critical, maybe more thoughtful when I'm writing a note that I know might be saved and read again later. Stationery is a good purchase. I like the simple stuff, nothing fancy. Maybe just a simple initial on it. Maybe just some blank cards and envelopes, probably available at the nearest dollar store. Send a note simply because you're thinking of someone. That might just be the spirit prodding you. Send a note of support when you know someone is going through a tough time. When someone you know is celebrating a life event, instead of signing a greeting card with a canned sentiment, write them something from your heart. It'll mean a lot more. When you send that note, you might strike in someone a chord that hasn't rung out in ages. And you might get a response that you didn't expect. They just might go on and on about how thoughtful you were, or how cool it was to get your note. But it's not about that. It's about making the most of an opportunity. It's about deepening the relationship. It's about giving. And like many things we'll discuss, it's about contributing something good, something of value, something that lasts. Thanks for listening to the Appalachian Father Podcast. I really do appreciate you stopping by. If you like, go ahead and subscribe and we can make this a habit. If you'd like to, feel free to reach out and leave me a comment or shoot me a message at appalachianfather.com. If you'd like to write me a handwritten note, my address is on the website. Until next time, I wish you all the best.